Ouais, c'est Nassib. How is Nassib doing? How is Nassib doing?
Yes, I'm doing fine.
Doing fine?
I have a very good time here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're welcome. Beloved Swa, I am an Osho Sannyasin since a number of years, but this is the first time I'm visiting Dharma Mountain, and I enjoy it very much. What do you enjoy here? What you enjoy?
The space, and I enjoy to be. I feel very present when I'm here. And it's joyful.
It is joyful. Because you are thirsty for it,
yes.
You're longing for it. You are available, then you can feel it, no? That's what Osho called a Buddha feel. When you're close to the fire, then you can feel the nice warmth of the fire, no? If you look at the picture, then you'd feel no warmth. Even the most beautiful picture of a fireplace is no warmth. But if you're close to the fire, and the more cold you are, the more you will enjoy it. Like that. These days has been very intense. Going from feeling exhausted to feeling joy, clarity, and an increasingly nourishing silence. That is what Osho showed us. First, you have to exhaust yourself. No? That exhaust yourself, it means that then you become more available, more sensitive. No? And then you will enjoy the peace, the relaxation much more. If you run up the big mountain there and you come back, then I promise you, it's so good to relax, no? It's so good to relax. If you had just been in the bed all day, then you don't feel that, no? So this is the law. Everything in life is opposites. So they might look like they're opposite, but they enhance each other. So that is to say yes to everything. And I really enjoy the silent sitting on Thursday. Nevertheless, I have noticed from time to time when I go deeper in meditation that the mind can get louder and more aggressive and fucked up about old programmings that I thought I had almost finished. Why is this happening? And what can I do about it? Will this continue forever? Please advise me. Much love, Nassib. Because you feel attracted to this silence, no? But have you been in silent retreats?
Yes, I was in a Vipassana retreat a month ago. It was a silent retreat. And during that retreat, during 2 days, the mind went mad. But then it went more silent. But just the ordinary commenting to things.
Mm-hmm.
But during 2 days it was very much about all the stuff.
So if you do a Vipassana retreat or a silent retreat, it also depends much where it is, no? Because if you feel already at peace, at home, in love, in rest, in relaxation, then it's easy. So that is very important. It's not so just you go and do a Vipassana, do a silent retreat. Maybe the surroundings doesn't help it. It's much easier when you come to a place that you feel like here it's easy, you feel at home. And so you have to have very supportive surroundings for it. Then that comes automatically. You should come back when we have silence retreat. And there is nothing you can do. Why is this happening? Because the mind always goes on. There's nothing to do, it's just to watch, and that is the hardest thing. Just watchfulness is the hardest thing. Not watching with the mind, but there's some place else that is watching the mind. So then it doesn't matter what the mind does. Of course, in the beginning, the mind is very restless. But the more you get devoted to silence, to peace, to relax, the more the mind will give up. Because the mind in reality is very shallow. You have much more depth than the mind. But we have used the mind so much that it's overstimulated. So even if we don't need it, we can't just say, no, you stop. Be quiet. I don't need you now. I just want to relax. No, the mind doesn't stop because it's overused. So meditation is to come more and more back till you find a deeper level of yourself, a higher consciousness as such. Then even the mind understands that. No, I can't trick you. But it takes time because first you have to have an awareness of your action. That takes responsibility. You have to bring awareness, watchfulness into your action. How you function in the daily life. How you walk, how you eat, how you talk. Everything that is happening in action outside you with the physical body. Very few people have that. Then you have to study the mind. It's very difficult if the mind and the body is restless. That's why it's so important to exhaust it. Then the peace will come more effortlessly. So first you have to be aware how you function in the material, in action. Then you have to be aware how you function in your thinking, which is much more difficult. That's why many people get surprised. They go, they want to have meditation, they want peace, but they've never been looking in. Then they see that they are more restless than ever. No, it's just that now you start looking inside. So that takes time for it to quiet. Then deeper than the mind, the feelings. Then you have to also watch your feelings, your moods. You have a part that can watch all these sides of you, that is not identified with the actions, with the thinking, with the feelings. That is meditation, that's what you're longing for, because then you are free. And why this is happening, that get louder and more aggressive, the mind gets louder and more aggressive, and I get fucked up. The old programming that I taught almost finished. Yeah. That is also normal for meditators. You think it was finished because now you've been very good long time, and then it comes back the back door. And then you feel almost embarrassed. How could this happen again? No, I was totally fine now. Almost enlightened, and here you go again. I'm in the ditch. That shows that it's more, you have to study more, you have to be patient. So just welcome it. Just watch it. Will this continue forever? No. It won't continue forever if you are aware of it. But you have to devote yourself more and more to that. Because in the beginning it's just a hobby. Meditation is just like a hobby. Sannyas is just like a hobby. You have your so-called normal life, and then you have something on the side. But it has to become your whole life. It has to become you. Then meditation, in the beginning, is just meditation, is just little part of your life. If you go the whole way, then meditation is your whole life. And you don't need to be in silence. That silence you have inside you, it goes with you wherever you go. In the marketplace, in the action, that silence is always there. That is meditation. Yes, in the beginning you have to make effort because you have lost the silence, you have lost the relaxation, you have lost the innocence. So that's why you have to go from action into just silence. That's why things like Vipassana can be very helpful. Because no, your whole attention is just on silence, on watchfulness. That is just to bring you in balance. How long you stay, Nasib?
I go back on Sunday.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Well, come back for the silent retreat then. Is it possible?
I'm not sure. I have to
see.
Find out.
Okay. Where do you live?
In Uppsala, Sweden.
Yeah, not so far. Huh? You find out, but that's the thing, you know, if you want something, if something is really important, then you do everything to do it. If it's not so important, then, oh, I have other things. That's what the Sufi says, no? God, meditation, is the last thing on the list. You have so many things that is more important. Your education, your family, your image, your dishwashing even. Then afterwards you can meditate. The list is very long. If you are really, then you focus on them, then you do it. Otherwise it will take a long time. That's why. So it depends. Maybe it continues forever, maybe it's quickly finished. It depends on you and your intensity. Anyway, you are not far away, just come whenever you can. Where is Frederick? How is Frederick doing?
I'm doing very fine.
Very fine? You write and you say hello again. Did we meet before?
Yes, in a way.
Yeah, how did you meet me?
It's hard to explain, but in words.
It's difficult, no?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Very good. I had a tough and stormy life filled with disease. What disease?
Many, but cancer and kidney problems, chest problems, and more. I was addicted to pills and so I had some overdoses.
And now?
Now it's all gone.
All gone. It's the best medicine. This is the medicine that no doctor can prescribe, no? They don't know about that medicine. About 7 years ago, I tried something called ayahuasca. It was truly a blessing for me, for I saw my own genuine self and I realized that how much work I had in front of me. And at that time I saw that what was keeping me from being my own self, a dark part of me which was as his own person. And to make this short, I have since worked hard to rid myself on this part, and I felt I was really close, but I didn't manage it, and this week has given me this golden opportunity to just do that. Thank you, Frederick. That was the first. Now you wrote another letter. Dear sweet Swaha, also known as Waving Feathers. This is my second letter I write to you today. The first one I wrote before the rebirthing session, and that was just it. Because after the rebirthing and after the satsang, I started to think about what I wrote to you, and now it is all gibberish, and it makes little sense to me. That is good, Frederick, because you are new here, even though there's something in you that says hello again. You have to take time because you are just a baby here. So you have to let this sink in, and it's very good that you see this so quickly, that all that I wrote to you is just gibberish and it makes little sense to me. And many times I have to listen to a lot of gibberish. And if you are just full of gibberish, then I have to talk gibberish to you, no? So it's good that the gibberish is going. You said 7 years ago you tried something called ayahuasca. It was truly a blessing for me. It can be a blessing because it opens you up to something that is more than this gray, dull world you are living in. But all the enlightened ones are against any drug. Any drug. Because why? Because you are already unconscious. And drugs makes you more unconscious. You get an insight and you can think, oh no, I'm really there. Wow. No, I'm enlightened. Let's do it again. And then you come back again and you're more stupid than ever. How to get that? No drug can do it for you. It's impossible. And who needs drugs in such a magical world? Because you are dense. That's why you need alcohol and drugs and all these things. So that's why now you have realized something else. And another thing also, that you don't know how sensitive you in reality are. So any of these drugs or tablet, it disturbs your whole nervous system. Your brain is such a fine mechanism, and it starts disturbing these nice little brain cells and these sensitive nerves. You have no idea because you are insensitive. You overstimulate it. And then if you get used to being overstimulated, then you get more dense when you don't have it. That's how people get addicts, or how people get attached to any drug, to any alcohol, to any tablet. Because you come down, you feel more dense again. Then you need that. The body needs that. But being here and being with me, you see, this is just ridiculous. There's another medicine, just being alive. And if you are alive, and if your heart is alive, and your senses is alive, you will never think about that. It's impossible. It disappears by itself. And I have seen it again and again. And all these things are made for very, very innocent people, no? For the Indians. Like in North America, they had the peyote, they had the mescaline. But this is made for very innocent people. It's dangerous for people who come from the West in these stressful lives, who are not in balance, to take these things. You are not in tune. The Indians grow up in the Amazons, or deep in the forest, or in the Indians in America. They speak to the trees, to the rivers, to the sky, to the mountain. You don't do that. Maybe you do it after you take the drug. But then you just feel more weird. So your mind gets overstimulated. Your senses get overstimulated. So all drugs goes that way and meditation go that way. And sooner or later you have to choose. So it's good that you saw that already, but it can be an opening, like it did for you 7 years ago, because you see that there's more, that you have another dimension in you. But you have to find that dimension on fresh air and love. The Buddhas want to give you consciousness, love, freedom, clarity. No need for drugs to do that. It's just to come more back to yourself. Then you see things, you get more in tune. That is the ultimate drug. And you always have it. And there is no hangover. And this is also, you said, you have worked hard on yourself. And you were really close. But this working, you know, this who is working? Who is working so hard? It's your ego. So you feel that you're working so hard, you're doing everything, but it's the ego working to get rid of the ego. It will never happen. Because you are so close, but it will never happen. It's not about work, it's about let go. It's about accepting. It's about melting. It's about disappearing. Disappearing. If you disappear, if you melted, who then can work so hard? Who is this that wants to work so hard? Just melting, relax, disappear. Then whose is it that they want? You don't even find that one because you are so relaxed. Who cares? That is my suggestion. Melt, disappear, come back. Love is the ultimate healer, and not the drugs, no ayahuasca, no nothing. But now you said, you know, just so quick, this is what I like. You get another insight. After satsang, I started to think about what I wrote to you. And now it's all gibberish, and it makes little sense to me. Yeah, because you are not identified to that. No, it's a higher level of your consciousness that's not working. So that's why I'm writing now a new letter from a new perspective, a new me, so to speak. Welcome. I like that new you. Kick out the old you and bring in the new. I came to the realization that what I have been wanting and working wildly hard to achieve was actually the reason why I didn't achieve it. It was my ego working to rid itself of itself, exactly. And now I look at my life with a whole new perspective. The joy and love has returned to me, and I see now what a gift my life actually is. This is the thing, when you get your life in the right perspective and joy and love returns to you, then you appreciate life. When you don't appreciate, the more sick also the body will be. This school of life that you have created here has helped me in so many ways now, that I'm grateful into my very soul. So a huge thank you goes to you and all the teachers here in Dhamma Mountain, who in spite of their young age are so wise and loving that it truly humbles me. With the deepest of love and waving feathers, Fredrik. You like that waving feathers, no? You have a little Indian there. And these are not teachers in Dharma Mountain. These are just my lovers. That is what love does. And love, it is something mystical. It has nothing to do with age. You see so many old people that is totally dry. That's the sad thing about this society. They have missed the whole life. Everything changed then. Hantayo. Said the waving feathers. Swami waving feathers. Adios. Hasta la vista. Sayonara. See you later, alligator. Beloved Svar, precious Buddha of Norway, this spring my relationship for 4 years broke down, leaving me with a feeling of deep sadness, abandonment, and also feelings of deepening love and connectedness. I also questioned myself, my life, what am I doing here? What for? And I felt there is one person in this part of the world I would like to meet, you. Also, I was reminded of when I received sannyas from Osho long, long time ago. He spoke about witnessing and that which cannot be made to an object. And he said my name, Jayant, meant one who is victorious. What to do now? Can you say something about witnessing and the way out of this emotional turmoil? Like I mentioned before, there's different layers of your being, no? So first is to watch the physical, then the mental, then the emotional. You mentioned the emotional. Can you say something about witnessing and the way out of this emotional turmoil? That is deeper, no? Because it's a deeper side of you. It's not so shallow as the mind. But if you are witnessing, you're witnessing the emotions also. Your suffering means that you are identified with this emotion. Suffering means that you are identified with the mind. Suffering means you are identified with the body. If you are disidentified, where's this suffering? You watch the suffering. The suffering might be there, but you are not identified. The mind will always be there, pain will be there, emotions will be there, thinking will be there, but you are not identified. That is freedom. That is very difficult when you are involved, no? When you are involved, then means involvement, means identification. Then it's difficult to see.
Actually,
it's all old now. It's all old.
Yeah.
Yes, but then it's still something there, no? Because this witnessing you have to take with you into everything. Can you say something about witnessing? You say, Osho said long time ago, he spoke about witnessing. Yeah. These people always talk about witnessing.
Yeah, but he didn't say how to.
There is you can never say how. There is no how to witnessing. There is no how to witnessing. What you can do, like these steps, you can witness your body. Because that you are identified with. You know, you can witness the physical. You can look at the physical world. You can witness the physical. So you can do the homework by being more conscious in your daily acting, moving, eating, talking. The next, watching the mind, which every meditator has to do. Seeing the madness of the mind, not being identified with the mind. Then the emotions, which you said, no, this you're over. When you're in it, it's almost impossible to be a witness.
But still, I feel those things are taking me deeper down.
Yeah, of course, because they are real.
Yeah.
It is real, they go together. It's like this paradox that both is together. The height and the depth is together.
So I'm actually grateful for this.
Of course.
Yeah?
Suffering brings more humility, humbleness, acceptance, that you understand. So this, all these are good. But when you have seen these dramas again and again, it's, you don't need to suffer unnecessary. The suffering might be there, the pain might be there, but you are not identified because you know that you are not that. So Osho said, he didn't say how. Nobody can say how. They can say how you do these steps. What's your mind? What's your body? What's your actions? What's your talking? What's your mess in this life? Becoming more conscious. What's your emotions? What's your anger? What's your jealousy? These things you could, when that is developed, which is very difficult to get it in balance, to be your own master. That's what Master Osho said, Swami means your own master.
Yeah.
No? Then out of that, when that is in harmony, when that is established as such, the physical, the mental, the emotional, then this witnessing can happen. It is a certain maturity of the seeker. You can't do it because that is beyond you. It's like when you, I say, when you have done your homework, when you are exhausted, then relaxation comes easy. It has to be a certain maturity to see it. Then life goes on. Nothing changes, but everything is changed. Because you are not the one you were. Everybody will look at you, you are exactly the same. Same fool as you always been. But you are totally different inside. And everything is done with awareness. Nobody can see that from the outside. That's why it's very difficult for your family, your old friends, to accept you, that you are a wise man or you are a Buddha, even if you're enlightened. Because you are just like you've always been. But everything has transformed inside. Or if they are sensitive enough to feel something, to sense something, which is very few people are. So then you have that witnessing into every side of life. Life goes on, nothing changes. It's just an ordinary life, like the Zen people say, chopping wood, carrying water from the well. Everything goes on. The only thing, no, you are aware. You are not identified with the actions.
Okay. Chopping wood, carrying water from the well, teaching music?
Yes.
Yeah?
That's what, why not? That is even better.
Yeah.
Huh? That's what you do, teaching music?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why carrying water from the well if you can do something more easy?
I have some really wonderful pupils. We have so much fun together.
Not, yeah, and get them to carry the water if you need. Pupils, they have to suffer a bit because they don't know. They have to. So they have to.
Just have fun.
Yeah, fun. That's what you say. Yeah. This time I brought the violin and flute and would be happy to play for you all. Yeah, because that's the only thing you can do. Then do it. Where is your violin? Just there. You have it ready?
Almost.
What about the violin?
I have a tin whistle that is ready.
No, 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 the violin. The I want to hear the violin. Why a flute if you have a violin? What are you going to play us?
I'm going to play a sad song from Sweden.
This Nasib is your friend? He can sing?
He's heard the tune before, but not very.
But have he ever sang for you? Or he's not one of your pupils in your...
No?
You should enroll him.
He's teaching me flute.
Good, good enough. It's a beginning. Hey. This is like the Norwegian of the Hacho Hatta. Very good, Jayant. That's all you need.
Yeah.
You have your thing there. Just go on. Hmm? What is better than to get people to play music and sing and dance? No, be happy. That's it.
Much in tune.
No? Yeah. Don't hold back anymore. No? Okay, very okay. Far out, no? It's time now. Just let go. No? Enjoy. It's available. My dear friend Swaha, after years of being an Osho Sannyasin, I got more and more entangled in my affairs in the world. After all, I thought, I will not make it, maybe in another life. Living this week with your friends was like coming back home again. I have this strong urge to break again all bridges to life's entanglements. Maybe I still have a chance. Let life decide and not the mind. There is much love within me which wants to be expressed, and a deep longing for silence. Namaste, Deva Nirup. not in another life, now. I know you are ready. Many times it is like that. You take sannyas, but you don't know. How can you know? Because it's new. You get involved, you get taste something. But this is the second, what I call the second sannyas, when you are more conscious. Now you know, even from that, your own experience. Now you are more ready than ever. And special when you feel, after all, I thought I will not make it, maybe in another life. That's what I said. No, it's available. Don't hold back. And this is the sign, you said, it was like coming home again. This is the sign. That's the whole teaching, what Osho said, follow your heart, have the courage to follow your heart. Where you feel home, where you feel at ease, where you feel joy, where you feel the silence, where you feel the truth. That's the place. And I feel that you are at the right place now. Because you had your life experience, you know more than ever. You can devote yourself more and more to this, to meditation, to silence, to peace, to love. Maybe I still have a chance. Yes, you have a chance. I have a strong urge to break again all bridges to life entanglements. Yes, because sometimes we have to do it again and again. But now you know more than ever how they chain you. Now it's going to, first it's difficult to break the chains. People are struggling often with that because they're not ready. When you are ready, then you are joyous to break those chains. You sing when you cut the chains.
Yeah.
That's how it is when you are ready, because you know there's no more doubt. And now, even if it was any doubt, then I will make it very clear for you. It's not. Let life decide and not the mind. There is much love within me which wants to be expressed and a deep longing for silence. And this goes together, the silence and the love, because the deeper you go, the more love. And that is the beauty, to share it. When you go in, silence, peace. When you go out, love, dance. Welcome. Very good. Where do you live now?
Germany.
Yeah, that's very close. But you are available now, yeah? You don't have any entanglements, do you? If you have, then you finish it.
I have to close down.
That's the whole thing. Close down what is not needed, and open up what is needed. And sometimes that is very difficult. But it's not difficult when you know that this is why you are here. When you listen to your mind, like you said, this conflict, but when a deeper side of yourself again comes in charge, then it's very easy because you know. There is no guilt, there is no confusion, there is no... You know that this is the right. And you know that. There, And beloved Suhai, yesterday I saw you for the first time and I discovered how wonderful a human being can be when he is in contact with the very essence of humanity. I was really scared before meeting you. I was scared by the force of the emotions that I could feel. And then I suddenly felt that it's all nonsense. There is nothing to be afraid of. Nothing bad can happen to me. I was fighting with my body that couldn't sit still, the pain in my back, reapproaching myself because I never tried to put myself in a comfortable position. Always looking for being someone different than who I am. It's a very good insight, Alessandro, because I'm also amazed, and you see, you were really scared before meeting me, and now you see it's all nonsense. What we really need, how can we be afraid of it? What we long for, we are still afraid. That's the amazing thing. This is just all nonsense. Even now, even people who have been here, sometimes people, they just escape because they can't face themselves. They create the fear and the guilt and the hiding themselves. And if they can't face themselves, the only thing is to do is to escape, to run away. And then you are helpless. But this is how the mind works. You get lost in your own world. Then it's you against the whole universe. Then everything becomes threatening. But when you come to the heart, you see this is all nonsense. Because the heart has a totally different language. The language of acceptance, love, peace, friendship. I always looking for being someone different than who I am. And then you looked at me and I felt that I was wonderful as I am. I felt the warmth and the soft embrace of unconditional love. The kind of love I always been looking for and that I received yesterday from you. From that moment on, it is clear to me that my true self expresses through unconditional love. I looked at my relations and I have seen that all suffering and pain was caused by not accepting my way of loving. Now that I have found my nature, I won't lose it. But take good care of it. Because it's a fragile flower, it is there, it's always there. But you have to nurture it. You have to take care of it. You have to befriend it as such. Because this world is full of things that take you away. You get entangled. So that is your meditation now when you go back. You have to nurture it, you have to stay in touch. You have to get strong in this. I would like to celebrate my coming to life with my real name and honor it every day of my wonderful life with love, love without conditions, Alessandra. Very nice. And what do you mean, I like to celebrate my coming to life with my real name? What do you mean there?
I
This is all new for you, Alexander, but you asked for Sonia and you like the new name, no? That's beautiful. It just comes it just comes in a very innocent way. Very nice. This is only for the innocent ones, no? But you say you have to go back tomorrow. You're coming back? When? 8th of July. That's very soon. You just have to go home and close the door. That's beautiful, Alexandra, that when you are feeling it, then following it. Love is the ultimate healer. It heals everything, the body, the mind, the emotions, the heart, the soul. Very good. Go and come back. If you feel so much and so much is happening and nice transformation and insight, then it's important that you are here when it's happening, here or in Brazil, because that's when it's really cooking. So you get used to it, so it becomes a part of you. Not just the taste, but it becomes a part of you, it becomes you. You relax in it, you get soaked in it. Then it becomes your own color then. Very good. And eat some good ice cream in Milano, no? It's good ice cream, huh? Pizza we have, otherwise. May everyone be happy and follow their hearts. Aum Shanti. Have the courage to stand up for your own insights, your own realizations. Don't let anything hold you back.